Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Ivan Meisner back on the show. Dr. Ivan Meisner, the galactic guru of networking, the founder and the chairman of BNI, Business Network International. And that's an organization that sometime this year is going to celebrate 35 years on the in existence, at least 35 that I know of. He's a global businessman, an entrepreneur extraordinaire, author of, 20, 30 books, something like that, sold under a billion copies across the galaxy. He's our good friend, Ivan. Welcome back.
Hey, thank you so much. I just heard your clip there about Wall Street and teaching them something about small business. I don't think I've ever told you this. I did an interview with a really big name who did Wall Street News. Yeah. He was on MSNBC, and I was talking to him about networking and referrals and word of mouth. And he looked at me like I was crazy, and he was like, well, why does anyone need a network?
Unbelievable.
I mean, you know, where you get together.
Are you serious?
Why do you need it? No, I'm not making this up. And I said, well, because they need business. And he said, yeah, but why doesn't the advertising they do get the business they need?
Oh my
why God. Do you have to go to the next meeting?
I don't know why. Like, I don't know why that shocks me. It shouldn't shock me. I guess, I don't know. That's unbelievable.
I'll tell you off air who it is.
Who it was. Okay.
You will really be shocked.
No, well, you know, it's astonishing how people are. I mean, the networking, I think, you know, before I met you, Ivan, in 98, I started saying to my audience, when I first started doing this, I said, all right, the 21st century is coming up. It's hard by. And I said, we're going to have to get better at three things. We're going to have to get better at technology. We're going to have to get better at building strategic alliances. And we're going to have to get better at networking. Those three things. And you're the manifestation of that around the world. I mean, what you've done, no one on the planet has done more to turn networking into a professional discipline than Ivan Meisner, folks. And he's the godfather of that. So, there's another quote that I love. Dave Longaberger Baskets. He's gone now, but Dave Longaberger created Longaberger Baskets. The ladies know who that is. His daughter runs the company now. I interviewed her on the show, and she said her dad he was dyslexic. He was he had epilepsy, and he had difficulty reading, but he was a wise man. He said he said your success in business will depend upon the relationships that you make.
Yeah,
how about
there's
that?
No question about it.
How about that?
Yeah, I think that's powerful, and I appreciate your comment about kind of codifying the discipline of networking.
It's a discipline. There's no question. It's a professional discipline.
Yeah, it is. And people, you know, they used to use it like face-to-face cold calling. Still do in some cases, but more and more I see people that are really they understand that networking is about building relationships with people, doing it in a planned way, not just willy-nilly.
Well, any great salesperson, anybody who made a living, you know, just taking their kit bag into the marketplace, had to become a networker. We just didn't know what it was. We didn't know what it was. We knew we were doing something. We didn't know. We didn't have a name. You know, years ago when I was leveraging my network for my customers, when I couldn't sell them anything, I was trying to help them. That was me networking. I didn't know that was what it was called. Right?
Right. And people wonder, well, how could that be? But when you think back, the discipline of management really didn't begin until the early 1900s, late 1800s,
right.
early
right.
1900s, mm-hmm. with Max Weber, the Frederick W. Taylor, the Galbraiths. Mm-hmm. They were the first people to be talking about management as a discipline. Mm-hmm. And so that was just 120 years ago.
Right. Exactly. And look what we got. Sure. Look what we got now. And the networking folks, the networking that you do is, and you've got to, you know, one of the things I think about years ago, I was being trained by Xerox decades ago, and we were doing closing training, and the instructor asked me how many closes I had. I said, I don't know, because I'd already been selling for several years. And I said, I don't know. And he said, that's the right answer. He said, you should never know how many closes you have. He said, you should have an infinite number. And that's the way it is about networking, isn't it? You should be networking all kinds of ways, different ways.
Yeah, as long as it's about building the relationship. That's
right.
The key. That needs to be the focus. And networking is more about farming than it is about hunting.
And I guess I'm talking about from a standpoint of opportunity. It's not just in a gathering. You know, you could be networking walking down the street. Hold on to that thought. We're going to talk about something that people are more afraid of than snakes, than a poisonous snake, after the break with Ivan Meisner. I'm Jim Blessing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.